Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Also, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't get our radio show any other way, go to the website, and there's a live stream there right now playing the show, and then it becomes a loop and plays the same show all day long until we come back tonight. In the meantime, here she is, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the police yesterday in Waukesha said that the parade crash suspect was coming out of some sort of domestic disturbance when all this other stuff took place, and they're not sure if he was just trying to get away from whatever the problem was that he had previous and forgot there was a parade going on or what the deal was. Doesn't matter. What he did was still horrendous.
No, it was purposeful. They said it was purposeful because you can't go through all the barricades. You can't see that there's people in front of you. That are pedestrians in the street, which is why you have barricades. So it was absolutely purposeful. It's not the first time that he has essentially mowed people down with a vehicle, because mm-hmm. he had done it a couple of days earlier, I think it was, with the baby mama when he tried to run over her with the car after he struck her in the face with his fist a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And that was proven to be the case because the police saw the tire tracks on her clothes.
Yeah, on her legs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he didn't get a break on this one. But here's the fascinating thing. This is why we have a collapse going on in society here. At the time that this judge allowed him to be released on, what was it, $1,000 bail, I guess it was. He had, and I did not know this, I completely missed it until late yesterday, but he had a warrant, or two warrants,
right,
open for his arrest in Nevada.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So they're not checking the databases and making sure that there's nothing else out there. You know, his criminal record, his arrest record and warrant record isn't exclusive just to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we have a collapse here. We have a broken system.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. All right, let me go to a caller here. We've got Ian in Clearwater. Ian, what is your question for Denise Simon?
No question, comment, okay? All this flash mob looting gangs that are going on all over the place. Now, I've said for the last 18 months since the Summer of Love, broke out last year, that the looters and rioters should be shot on sight. And I'm sure a lot of people think I'm a crazy nut for saying that. And I say this, am I crazy now? It only takes one shot on sight thing like Mayor Daley did, and this will end. We don't have the guts to do it anymore. We're so far fallen. And also, the dude in Waukesha was a black nationalist, anti-white hater. And it was really coincidental when I called last night and said, the ruling class, the oligarchs, the communists that own us, can turn it on and off. That was what Kyle Warren said, actually. Oh, it is amazing, Captain, how they could turn it off. Remember you two said that after I called? They turned this guy on and turned him off, and they weaponized these criminals against us. This is an old communist Bolshevik tactic. Okay. When are we going to wake up? How dumb and stupid are we to put up with this
stuff? Thank you. Okay. Now, I want to also mention one other thing. They're allowing in these jails for the people to convert to becoming Muslims. And that, does that have anything to do with this?
No.
Okay, because that's the other thing that they were doing, and people were becoming radicalized and coming out with this fundamentalist stuff.
This cat Waukesha didn't spend enough time behind bars to be converted.
Yeah. But if anybody was a habitual criminal, never should have been let out again, it was this guy.
But, you know, if you look at some of these people, you look at their rap sheets. I mean, let's kind of go back to Live PD, back when it was on the air. How many times did we see the police let people go with a warning or not bother to charge them at all? How many times has a judge just said, okay, well, we're going to sentence you to this and we're going to do this and that, and it means nothing? So we have a purposeful collapse here. I keep saying it. I don't know how else to say it. Done by the left.
Yep. Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back. And caller, hang on the line there. You'll be the first one up when we come back. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Got a car? Got a truck? They'll cover that for you. How about a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? That too. Now, here's where you save the money. If you have homeowners, renter's insurance, or condo insurance, if you bundle that with your automobile insurance, you will save money. Okay? So that's what you do. That's how it works. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a couple callers. I'm going to go right to the first one. Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I would like to ask a question, please.
Go ahead.
I have seen where they're bringing up Seth Rich again, young man in Washington, D.C. that was killed. El Chapo had said in court that he was being paid by someone in California to bring over illegal drugs and people over the border. And then also MS-13 was being brought in, and I don't know who's bringing them in, but it just seems like they're bringing people in for useful idiots and using them to infiltrate the country and hurt the country. Isn't there some kind of law against that? Thank you.
Yeah, I do believe there is. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, there are laws that are not being enforced.
Correct.
The Biden administration simply is just not enforcing anything when it comes to all things southern border. The Supreme Court said that the Biden administration must return to the Trump policy of remain in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the Biden administration, you know, they didn't like that, but they said, okay, well, we'll do it mid-November. It's past mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't care about following the law or following the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Ted Cruz said it best a couple of weeks ago when he said this is a lawless administration.
Yep.
That's just precisely where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's lawless.
Yep. All right. We've got Bagabin Bob on the line. Bagabin Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just on the flash mob deal. If the businesses can't operate, can't make a profit, then they're going to fold out, and then those cities will start to disintegrate. And these mm-hmm. criminals need to know that they will definitely face severe consequences. Maybe they could even be charged under the RICO Act since they're organized. And the flash mobs, they're only in the blue states.
Right.
And if the police don't have proper sentencing to back them up, and this is the whole thing, then the police suffer morale. The public will lose confidence in the police, and then pretty soon there's going to be vigilantes start to businesses are going to have vigilantes.
Already is. There already is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to descend into anarchy in these places.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what does Denise think about all that?
All right, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, first of all, the police don't sentence anybody. They're doing their jobs. When they're allowed to, they are, in fact, arresting these people.
Right.
It comes down to the district attorneys who are not charging them, or they make sentence recommendations to the judge, and then the judge goes, yeah, okay, well, you know, we'll take that recommendation, and, you know, armed robbery, they get, 2 months. So that's where we are. It comes down to the district attorneys, and it comes down to these judges, plain and simple. When government is not doing the job that it needs to do to protect public safety, we have a collapse of civil society.
Right.
And when you have a collapse of civil society, you get people like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to put it. And the truth of the matter is, with what was going on in Waukesha or Kenosha, there should have been 2,000 Kyle Rittenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we end up with one 17-year-old. Where were the men? If the governor's not going to do it, the mayor's not going to do it, then it comes down to... And it's not necessarily, I call it street justice or vigilantism. It could be some of that. But you just handle this once or twice like that,
mm-hmm.
and it won't happen again. Many years ago, when I lived in Georgia, the city of Macon, just south of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
had a terrible reputation. It's kind of its own, almost like Chicago, its own killing field.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor there... at the time, was a fellow by the name of George Israel, and he had just about had it. And so he put out an edict to his police department. He said, you get into these encounters, shoot first and ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And within a week, all that nonsense stopped.
Sure. All right. We've got one more caller. Let's go over there. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Well, again, I have a comment. The thugs, the four thugs that seem to be running the Democrat Party, who are called the squad, and their higher ups like Pelosi and Schumer, who seem to be wanting to run drive a wedge through between the societies of the Caucasian race and the black race, and I'm an American who happens to be black. This murderer who did what he did in Waukesha and the other, and like you say, the flash mobs, they make the rest of us who live responsibility and abide by the law, they make us look bad. You know, and I'm about tired of it, too, and I'm glad that there was Kyle Rittenhouse. And I'll tell you what, somebody comes knocking on my door who wants to, you know, invade my property, you know, they're going to play. They'll be looking down the business end of a barrel, and they ain't playing around. I'm pulling.
So, okay, all right.
I mean, regardless of whether you're black, white, or grizzly gray, you're going to get what you got coming.
All right, thank you. Now, I do want to point out something here real quick, Denise. Do you remember Rodney?
Mel.
Do you remember
Mel.
Do you remember Rodney King?
Sure.
The riots in L.A.?
Sure.
Do you remember what the Koreans did to save their businesses?
Not specifically.
They had people with long rifles on the roofs of their buildings pointed down at the street below. They had people inside the buildings. Most of them had military-style weapons, if you will, and they told the people, stay out or we will shoot you. That was Los Angeles. And the person that just reminded me of that was Eric.
I don't remember that specifically, but
I do.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I do. The Koreans in particular did that. So if that's the model we have to use, and by the way, when I said vigilantes, there's vigilantes around, there are, because Kyle Rittenhouse was a member of what, 15, 20, 30, whatever it was, young people that were all armed with weapons that were going in there to protect businesses?
Well, let's go back to Ferguson. Anybody remember that one?
Sure.
And businesses in Ferguson were working pretty hard to hire mm-hmm. former military and anybody at Special Forces
yep.
to protect their businesses. And sadly, it got down to the point where some of these guys said no. And they said no because they didn't want to get in the middle of all that fray, that legalness, like we saw with the whole Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Mm-hmm.
And they could lose their retirement and so forth and so on. So we're in a bad spot. And I would say, since we have an activist Department of Justice led by none other than Merrick Garland,
mm-hmm.
isn't it curious that we haven't heard one word out of Merrick Garland about what is happening to civil society out
right.
here
mm-hmm.
and what these district attorneys are not doing
mm-hmm.
that should be doing, including, I might add, I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Chesa Boudin out there in San Francisco. Now, who is he? Remember, his parents were Weather Underground.
Yep, and we got Kim Fox in Chicago, who let a whole bunch of felons go yesterday, released them from jail. They're gone. They're out of there. All right, got to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Stick with us. We got the Military and Veterans News Report coming right up right after these messages. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernardes.
Jerome Powell, who President Joe Biden has picked to head the Federal Reserve for a second term, is facing criticism from Democrats in the Senate for his track record on climate change and bank deregulation. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, expressed opposition to Powell's nomination.
Gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
At least 5 people are dead and 40 others injured after Daryl Brooks broke through the barriers with his SUV and sped through the Waukesha Christmas parade. The Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, a group of grandmothers who meet weekly to practice dance routines for year-round parades, said its members are among the fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, you can find them on the web by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Don't forget, they have 2 campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the other campus is up in the Boston area, just outside the city limits of Boston, in Concord, Massachusetts. So between the 2 campuses, you can call them up on the phone at 800 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, when you do that, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there, to the instructors that are there, and to the people that handle the finances, the student loans, and your veterans benefits, because a lot of veterans, a lot of people that get out of the military, go over there and become certified aviation maintenance techs because of the pay, number one, that it gives you. You can make a lot of money in a short period of time, and a lot of people do just that. Plus, you may already be an aviation maintenance tech in the military, and you can come over. And there's a short way that you can challenge the test by showing the people that you can do what needs to be done to do the job. You take a short written exam, and boom, you're certified, and you're out on your way, and away you go. But the mining people will tell you how to do that. Obviously, post 9/11, your benefits are probably all there, so you'll be able to do that with no trouble. And pre 9/11. A little bit different story. You might have used some of your benefits already, so you might not have everything there, but they'll let you know how that works, and they'll also help you out with a student loan if that's what you need to do and you qualify. So, the number to call, 800-659-2080. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And remember, they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Massachusetts. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Well, there is a report from the head of the Ukraine's Defense Intelligence Agency, who gave an interview to the Military Times, that said Russia is preparing to attack the Ukraine by late January. Now, Russia currently has more than 92,000 troops amassed around Ukraine's borders and is preparing for an attack by the end of January or the beginning of February. So says General Kirill Bununov. He told the Military Times over the weekend in an exclusive interview just that. He said such an attack would likely involve airstrikes, artillery, and armor attacks followed by airborne assaults in the east, amphibious assaults in Odessa and Mariupol, and a smaller incursion through the neighboring country of Belarus. Now, I certainly hope that's not the case, because Joe Biden will be sitting there with his thumb up as you-know-what, because we aren't going to do anything. They may say we're going to, but he doesn't want to get us in another mess. And we're not talking China here, folks. We're talking Russia. And remember what the big prize is there. The pipelines. The natural gas. The oil that goes back and forth into Europe. That's the prize. And that's what they want. Plus, it also gives them a seaport. A little bit more viable than what they have right there. And, of course, Russia's trying to get back into the big-time oil business. Remember, we helped them out by stopping what we were doing, because we were directly competing with Russia and basically putting them out of business when it came to oil. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. To be continued. How about that? To be continued. Now, a medical evacuation in the Indian Ocean last week relied on Marine Corps aircraft recently sent to Africa after the service quietly dropped a crisis response approach born in the wake of the deadly 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, with moving some equipment around from where they were to where they now currently are. This is all part of keeping up our readiness, if you will, and not keeping up with the Joneses either. Now, I've got some more information on the Oklahoma National Guard. they had a visit over there from one of the Department of Defense people instructing them on what they needed to do in terms of the vaccine mandate. Now, the governor of Oklahoma signed a bill, and in it he said his people, including the National Guard, do not have to follow the national requirement for the vaccine mandate. But, notwithstanding any other federal requirement, the Department of Defense says, no, wait a minute, hold it, time out. You do have to follow this. It's a lawful command, and you do have to follow this. So this is all headed probably faster than normal to a major legal challenge. As a matter of fact, I know the legal challenge has already been launched and probably will be combined with another couple of suits in there by federal workers, if you will, that are trying to get this straightened away. I think there's 19 different lawsuits that were combined into one lawsuit, I heard a week or so ago. And this may be another one that the same thing happens to. But the point here is, in the case of the National Guard and in the case of the military, when you do get your shots to go overseas, what you get, whether you like it or not, you're going to get shots. That's the way it works. And if you don't want to be in the military any longer or follow orders or whatever, the people that don't do that usually get drummed out of the service. Now, I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen this time or if they're going to leave things alone, but I would not be surprised if you don't hear the Secretary of Defense making a little trip to Oklahoma, talking to the commanding general of the Oklahoma National Guard and saying, here's the way this will be. We'll see. To be continued. By the way, hello, Fred, in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks for your message. I appreciate the flowers. I hope you're having a good day down there in Fort Lauderdale. I hope you don't need your long underwear either. We are down to 59 degrees here right now. That's about 10 degrees cooler than it was yesterday at this time. And, okay, yeah, and hello, Mark in Clearwater. You are right. As Denise said, where are all the men when it comes to defending your hometown or city, as the case may be? And you got all these fools going through trying to steal things and rob and burn and pillage and all that. Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see. And thanks again, Fred, for your comment. I see it there. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, always a pleasure to be there with the folks at Mission and all our friends that show up there, listeners and the police officers and the firefighters and the military guys, and you just never know who's going to be there, so there you go. Now, this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss, that's M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine comes standard. Now, plus some amazing creature front comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, that feels good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski's right here. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
We got kind of the same old. We got the Fed chairman back and a new trusty dusty assistant.
Yeah. Well, again, we can start quoting the Who, the great rock band, Bob O'Reilly. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't expect much different out of Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve. Again, I've been doing this long enough. The connection between the Federal Reserve and the White House and the people in power, it's too cozy. You'd like them to be independent, and quite frankly, they're not. Right now, I think a lot of policy decisions for the Fed are just based upon having to deal with government and government spending. And they provide and allow for all the government spending that we have because they're buying most of the debt that we're printing at this point in time. So, again, it's, you know, part of the reason why there's so much money sloshing around all over the place, and you've got these NFTs and cryptocurrencies coming up here, there, and everywhere. Money needs to find a home, and that's the reason why we have so much inflation. Inflation is actually a good thing for people that are in power. It's good for politicians as long as they can get themselves reelected and convince people that it's something else. It allows for these people in power to pay back debt with something that's actually worth less. It allows them to have as much money as you know, humanly possible. And it's problematic, to say the least.
Mm. Yeah, and did you say the weather wasn't that bad by you, or is?
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and well, that means it's time for...
Sorry.
That's okay. It's going to be beautiful today. Fall crisp day.
Mm. Okay, good, because I just got a message from Ron Edwards, and he says it's freezing cold up there where he's at. They've lost their power, and the weather's just miserable.
Where's that?
Near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yes. Midwesters are supposed to get some nasty weather, I heard.
Well, they're getting lake effect snow all along the lake here for the next few days. Now, 26% of Americans say the economy is their top concern. That's the highest number in the Gallup poll since they started polling during the pandemic. But it's evening itself out with the other things that are there, like inflation, unemployment, general economic conditions, confidence in the economy. They're all about the same in terms of the numbers as the top priorities that people are thinking about.
Yeah, well, listen, people are feeling it. One of the stories I saw, and I haven't really done it, looked carefully myself, Thanksgiving dinner is 14% more expensive than it was last year. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say it's more than that. You see the higher prices in everything. I mean, I'm at the airport with my daughter. Had to get there early to catch a flight, for a lacrosse dad thing, had to take my daughter. They get a couple of smoothies, protein shakes, and a bottle of water for the airplane, a couple of bottles of water for the friend. I turned around, my daughter came back. I was like, how much was it? She was like, $35. I was like, what? $35?
Holy smokes.
I get it. We're at the airport and all this stuff, and they're going to obviously upcharge you there. But it's getting to the point where everything's patently absurd, and that's what worries people, because their money's not going as far.
Mm-hmm. Jen Psaki yesterday ripped our governor Ron DeSantis on Disney halting the vaccine mandate because they no longer have to have it here in the state of Florida, per our great governor. But we also reported that Florida has the lowest COVID-19 case rate per capita in the United States right now, and it continues to drop.
That's natural immunity, quite frankly, in my belief, okay?
Yeah, herd immunity, natural immunity, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's, it's obviously works much better than the vaccine. The vaccine is not proving to be very adept, like they said it was, in preventing further spread. From the looks of things, Wall Street Journal had an interesting piece. It's funny, the CDC is not doing any studies in regards to breakthrough cases, but it seems like the same people, types of people that have comorbidities and age is an issue with people after they've been vaccinated, getting these breakthrough cases. that what they're saying is the vaccine helps against hospitalizations and for, you know, getting a tougher bout of COVID. So, you know, the reality is that, you know, if someone doesn't want to get it, they don't want to get it. I don't understand how this hurts people that are already vaccinated, because they still, even if you're even vaccinated, you're still probably going to get it at some point in time. We're going to have to learn to live with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw this morning, I didn't get a chance to read it. I guess the White House basically said, no, we're not doing any more lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They know. They can see what's going on in Europe. There'd be riots here if that was the case.
Yeah. Now, 15 governors from across the nation, all Republican governors, including my governor here in Florida, have created an initiative to take on the supply chain crisis, and they've got come up with a scheme, a plan, if you will. They're going to put it in place because the federal government isn't doing anything.
I got to see what they're planning on doing. Again, you got to deal with government regulations, which a lot of stuff is federal because it's across straight state lines, which makes things a little bit more difficult. You obviously have to convince a lot of these companies to start shipping their wares not to California, elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's things I'd love to see.
We're starting to see more container ships come into Florida.
Well, yeah, again,
mm-hmm.
you know, this stuff, you know, should have been thought of a while ago.
You're right.
You know, it's called having a plan B. You know, you mm-hmm. plan A, you got to have plan B. Now what are we going to do? And mm-hmm. it's unfortunate that the people that are supposed to be competent in charge haven't thought this through.
Now, the Democrats are urging Joe Biden to release the oil reserves and to reinstate the export ban so that we can't ship any oil to anybody anywhere in the world, which would really create a little bit more financial havoc for the oil companies. But the fact that...
That means it's a supply and demand issue. This is one of the things. He's just they say this all the time, and they talk about these stupid things like this. It's a supply issue. It's a global oil market. There's only so much supply, and you know, if there's more supply out there, the price is going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have our own independent oil. It's mm-hmm. a global oil market. So again, you'll be doing nothing.
By the way, you've heard of TracFone Wireless, right?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Well, Verizon has just been approved by the FCC to acquire TracFone Wireless.
Again, further consolidation, obviously, is going to be some bandwidth there. I think it's a low-cost carrier, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you pay $20 a month, whatever, and then whatever the minutes are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's no frills, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
Also.
Right.
Again, you know, it's just more consolidation out there. They'll probably be allowed to go through, especially after some of the other mergers that have taken place.
Mm-hmm. And one final little thing. I know you're going to like this. Boosters were prompting stronger, longer protection than original shots.
Yeah. I will do that. I've been told so much. I've just said, whatever. Have one ear and out the other.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he does. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Ron Edwards, I think, is going to be on. But then again, maybe not. He's up there in the frozen.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.